A Jewish journal article. My Aunt Daisy's Aja Jabin. Whenever we visit Israel, we always spend at least a few nights with my Aunt Daisy. My children have the fondest memories of staying in her high-rise apartment in the Muram Nava area of Ramat Gan. It overlooks a huge lush green garden and the views of the Gush Dan skyline are breathtaking. My children have fond memories of playing in the park downstairs with cousins and splashing in the stately fountains. They remember hanging out at the Kinyan Mall, with the kiddie rides, arcade games and candy shop and shopping at Supersol, Superfarm and Steimatsky. They savor the special meals they ate at Café Joe, Café Café, Roladine and Burger Ranch and drinking date and banana smoothies at Rebar. But mostly, they remember how kind and loving and nurturing my Aunt Daisy has always been. Her parents, my grandparents, Rafi and Rosa lived in a large house in the new neighborhood of Karada on the Tigris River. Unlike the majority of Jews in Baghdad who lived in the densely populated Jewish quarter. While my father and his brothers attended Masuda Sultan, a Jewish school in Baghdad, my Aunt Daisy went to a local girls' school. Her friends were Jewish, Muslim and Christian. Whenever the teachers gave a class on the Quran, Daisy and her Jewish friends were excused. In 1951, when she was 17 years old, Daisy and her younger brother Eliyahu flew to Israel. She joined my father, her older sister Toya and brothers Moshe, Shlomo and Naim, who had all escaped Iraq illegally. Her parents arrived a little later and when the dust settled, Daisy married Mordecai, a fellow Iraqi emigre. Like all good Iraqi Jews, he was an accountant and he bought her this beautiful apartment in Muram Nava. Unfortunately, he passed away just before they were to move in. Of course, my Aunt Daisy is the best cook and a prolific baker, a guardian of my Savta Rosa's recipes. She makes incredible tibit, slow-cooked Shabbat Iraqi chicken and rice dish, delicious meatballs with apricots and perfect kubba, different ones with shells made from semolina, rice or bulgur stuffed with ground beef or shredded chicken breast. Some kubba are served in a stew, others are fried to serve to guests as part of a mez. This week we had the privilege of staying in her airy apartment and enjoying her wonderful food. And while we can no longer visit the old stone house of my paternal grandparents in Iraq, being in her kitchen allows me to imagine the rhythms of their life. In this 1 week alone, she had made a huge batch of kubba baral, bulgur, she had made dried apricot fruit leather and huge jars of fresh apricot jam and she had pickled vast quantities of cucumbers and other vegetables. Knowing how much my brothers and my nieces and nephews love her Baba Tamar, she also baked many trays. My husband Alan, tasked with bringing the heavy bags of Baba back to Los Angeles, was seriously worried that his luggage would be overweight. Over the years, whenever we would stay with my Aunt Daisy, she would fry delectable Aja Jabin for our breakfast. This week she made these yummy cheese omelets and they were as delicious as we remembered. The recipe is beyond simple. She mashes a white cheese like feta or bulgaret, blends in some flour and beats in the eggs and then she deep fries it in a small fry pan. The result is the most delectable egg fritter. Light, fluffy, crispy. Absolutely irresistible. Sharon. Aja Jabin recipe. 8 ounces feta or other salty white cheese, 3 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 4 eggs, avocado oil or vegetable oil for frying. In a medium bowl, mash the cheese. Mix in the flour. Add eggs and beat until mixture is thoroughly blended. In a small fry pan, warm oil over medium-high heat. When oil is hot, pour in half the egg mixture. When the bottom of the omelet is golden brown, flip and fry the other side. Remove omelet. Repeat with remaining egg mixture. Serve hot or cold. Sharon Gompertz and Rachel Emquiz Chef have been friends since high school. The Sephardic Spice Girls Project has grown from their collaboration on events for the Sephardic Educational Center in Jerusalem. Follow them on Instagram at Sephardic Spice Girls and on Facebook at Sephardic Spice SEC Food. Website sephardicspicegirls.com/full-recipes.